following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Subway delivers yet another taste sensation. Feast your ears on the crunchy new Fido's Chicken Enchilada Melt. Tender pulled chicken, authentic enchilada sauce, melty cheese. But does it end there? No. There are Fritos corn chips right on the sub. It's crunchy. It's munchy. It even has its own catchy tune.
Too much of Fritos on my sub.
The new Fritos Chicken Enchilada Melt. It's the gotta have it crunch, and there's only one place to get it. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. With 600 stores, we're home and office printing pros, and you'll save money every time you print. Our toner cartridges cost $20 to $30 less than the superstores. $20 to $30. Cartridge World. We're home and office printing pros. Give us a call and start saving today. Find a store near you at cartridgeworld.com. That's cartridgeworld.com.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No, I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to a Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Been a jam-packed week. We'll open it up a little bit more today. Doug Duda, Jim and Langan with you on this Friday. Getting ready for the final games for some of the high school athletes. We've got district wrestling going on this weekend. Huskers, Lopers, Broncos, Storm, all involved in action. We'll talk with Robin Washit of HuskerOnline.com about Nebraska basketball, a little bit on football, see what's going on there with the already the class of 2015 that they are talking about. So we'll chat about all of those things. Heartland Hoops Classic going on, of course, with the games on our network of stations, and we can't wait to chat work. We will also catch up momentarily with Eric Behrens, the head coach at Omaha Central, as they get ready to take on Denver East at the bottom of the hour. So that's all coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They're going to tell us about Richie Incognito again all day. Tired of it. What I've heard this morning hasn't told me anything new, and I don't care. I'm tired of it. Let's get to the Olympics. Let's get to the NBA All-Star Game. Let's get to things that people want to hear about. Am I wrong on this, Jimmy?
Well, I think maybe nationally at the Richie Incognito, everybody had to take sides a little bit on who they thought was the correct or incorrect in this situation. And I think, Doug, you and I talked about this real early. We knew Richie Incognito when he played college football in Nebraska and watched his demeanor on the field and kind of judged him a little bit that day that he probably was not going to be the guy that was not the intimidator in this situation, I should say. And then, you know, we knew about the golf story. So I think, Doug, we probably knew that Richie Incognito was more than 50-50 to blame on the situation. And I think we said that, but really probably didn't get into detail. So now when they come out and say, hey, Richie Incognito did some things incorrect, we're not surprised at all. We'd have been dumbfounded if we'd have found out that he did not do anything wrong.
I think, to put it bluntly, we all know he's got a screw loose.
good.
Doesn't mean, and that doesn't mean he's not a good person or a good football player. It sounds to me like his friendship circle is a pretty tight friendship circle, although supposedly him and Jonathan Martin were friends, and I guess now the report does say that it wasn't just Incognito and it wasn't just Jonathan Martin on the two sides of this deal. There were other people that were being harassed, and there were other people doing the harassing, but you know what it sounds like? It sounds like a bunch of junior high kids. That's what it sounds like. You've been in administration long enough. I mean, it just sounds like a bunch of kids that need to be put in the corner and have their hands slapped here a little bit. And now that they're adults, I guess that makes the situation a little bit more wondersome. Why adults are in that situation?
Yeah, I think the one thing though is we're finding out that the old saying, there used to be an old saying that people would come out and go, "Hey, I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to put boxing gloves on these two boys and let's go outside in the back and let them work it out." Well, that's not, let's face reality, it's 2014. That's not the way you handle things. That's not correct. Even though people, you know, if you get the right two people involved, hey, you know, it might work for those two people, but it's not going to work, and you sure can't be the one to address that and go, hey, let's do this. So it could be a little bit more important than just, hey, a little boy's locker room and, hey, junior high stuff. Seems to me that, you know, you've got some people that made some big mistakes, and the Miami Dolphins were trying to take care of it after somebody said, hey, I'm done playing football, not before he got to the point where he could say, hey, I'm done playing football. Could have been addressed. It looks like, you know, the Miami Dolphins could have addressed that, and hopefully you would have addressed it, got it cleared up. You're not going to make some people mad. That's a no-win situation. I mean, I could see it as a high school principal, and you've got to take sides on this. You know, you're going to have to give somebody so many days out of school suspension. You might suspend a kid for the whole semester. There could be a lot of things you have to do. And you think parents are going to be happy with the way you do with it? No. Do you think the players of the Miami Dolphins? No, but something needed to be done, and the Miami Dolphins were late getting it done. And this player ended up quitting the team. And that's what made it everybody saying, oh, hold it, something's got to be done now if this player actually quit the team. So he had to do it himself instead of somebody stepping in. So that's the only difference I could see of it.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the phone number if you'd like to join us on today's program. You can always tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. That's our Twitter handle, at ESPN 1460 1550. And email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The old inbox has been kind of quiet lately. Nothing too overly controversial, I don't think. So if you got something you want to chat about, love to hear from you, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Hey, that's good. Hey, Doug Stevenson from Grand Island, from, you know, we graduated from Lexington High School, was ref in a game, and you were there last night, and he said, got a little cold in the gym.
Let's don't even go there because I will blow a gasket.
Okay.
I don't feel good today.
Okay.
I don't feel good today.
All right.
And it's not their fault. It's just I just got to make some adjustments next time we go to that place.
Hey, Doug wanted me to.
I wore a winter coat and a stocking hat for the second half, or second game of our doubleheader last night.
Well,
inside. This ain't football.
Doug said it was cold, but, you know, I think maybe we'll just change the subject. Excuse me, I didn't know.
Who has an air conditioner on in their gym in January and February the entire night? That's what happened, and I was just in the wrong spot in the gym.
There we go, okay.
So that, you know, people will be wondering. It's like people that post on Facebook, and you go, what in the hell are you talking about?
There you go. You know. Hey, Doug, thanks. Hey, I'm talking to Doc Stevenson. Thanks for having me bring this up here. Why did you make this phone call and have me bring this up on the radio show?
I sound like it today, too, but it's busy. We don't have time to waste. We're into this final couple weekends of hoops. We've got wrestling this
district
weekend.
District wrestling. Big week for them. Yeah. Big week for district wrestling.
Oh, sorry I took away your chance to make fun of me.
No, I wasn't going to make fun of you. I was just going to figure out what happened exactly. I didn't realize they had an air conditioner on.
Yeah, it's cold.
If they have an air conditioner on, that would have surprised me.
Yeah. It's not the only place, either. It's this could go into a 20-minute dissertation, so... It just is what it is.
Name your favorite place where you go to broadcast a game.
No.
Have you got a favorite spot?
No.
Nope.
No.
Okay.
That's like Herb Street picking somebody on Saturday game day. You know, it's like, yeah.
They're all good, right?
I got LSU Auburn, and I'm here at LSU. I'm going to pick Auburn. Are they going to let me in the press box?
Yes. No. There you go. Good idea.
No. The funny thing is, Jimmy, and I think you know how this is. The ADs, the coaches, they know if they have great facilities or not. They know what's good about their place and what's not good about their place. You know if you've got a good concession stand, a good band, a good athletic department, you know, all those kind of things. By the way, maybe you got to wear purple. I love hearing the bands. The bands are part of high school athletics, and they become an even bigger part in the postseason. The sad thing is they're not around as much as they used to be. They're always, I mean, and again, I'm maybe reminiscing a little old school here, but the band was always at the event. The band always played the national anthem, and there's nothing wrong with anybody singing the national anthem. It's just that back in the day, not very many people sang it. The band played it. So whatever. Pre-recorded national anthems, give me a break. If it's going to be pre-recorded, let it be your band or someone from your school. There's no need to have a pre-recorded national anthem. I mean, if you've got the capability and a sound system to play a pre-recorded national anthem, then you should have somebody from your school. Again, that's just my opinion. That just seems to dress it up a little bit more. But, you know, we're going to get into the postseason here. They always used to get on the bus, go to the game, pay their $5 or whatever it was, and play some music and get there enough ahead of time so that the band didn't start striking up 15 minutes before the game. There are some great bands out there. I'll tell you what, I'll say it again. It's cyclical, just like it seems like, Jimmy, with sports. Sometimes you went, man, they got a lot of junior high kids because they're a small school. But Axtell, I'm going to throw out Axtell. Man, are they doing a great job down there. I don't know it's like they got alumni coming back and playing, and I know some of them are young kids, but for a Class D school, their band kicks it pretty good.
You know, when I was in high school, Omaha Tech brought their alumni back to the state tournament, had them, and that was a pretty good deal. Kudos to Gibbon. Gibbon had a national anthem this year where they had, I wish I could get it exactly correct, but I'm going to say first through third graders, possibly first through fourth graders. I don't think they were the fourth grade, though. I think they were younger than that. And they sang the national anthem. About 10 of them went out there on the gym floor and sang it, you know, with their teacher right there with them. And then they're all like, I'll tell you what, when it got done, it was a big applause, you know, for that. So it's something different that I hadn't seen. And then there's, you know, at the Luplat Conference tournament, the girl from Orr did a tremendous job singing the national anthem. You remember that?
There are so many. There are so many different ways to do it. So many ideas. Yeah. Obviously, I think we're going to start seeing that because I saw a junior high. I don't even know if it was a quartet or whatever, but it's a way to get them and their parents into the game, and we all know what that's about. That's why the little kids dance at halftime is to bring a little extra scratch in to the tills. And there's nothing wrong with any of that. Someday we'll discuss. You know, I think we all have our likes and dislikes about what we think is cool and what we don't think. Over the years, you go, huh? They do it this way, and they do it different. That's what makes it unique. Everybody does it a little bit different. So there you go, 888-455-ESPN. I don't know how we got off on this tangent, but we did. We'll put her back on the tracks, talk with Robin Walshett of Husker Online, Eric Behrens of Omaha Central. Stay with us.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
At Advance Auto Parts, getting two products for one low price is your advance advantage. Right now, Castrol GTX High Mileage Oil is 2 quarts for just $8. So if your car's over 75,000 miles, you can make your dollar go further and your engine go further. Plus, there are more double deals all over the store. So head into Advance Auto Parts and make your budget go further today.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Filing your federal taxes with TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. You who can do anything, you got this. You, manage your razor stubble so it looks naturally scrappy. You, bought your dream home for far less than asking. You can change a tire, a light bulb, and a diaper back to back. You, recite the wisdom of philosophers, late-night comedians, and cartoon characters at just the right moment. You got this. TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. We guide you at every step. All e-fileable federal forms plus your maximum refund is guaranteed. You got this. TaxAct.com.
J-E-R-S-E-Y-S, go Nerdy!
Lace him up.
Wait, away. Three.
Strap it on.
Three to try to win it.
Pull it over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey's Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up. Got it. The buzzer.
Partly cloudy skies throughout today. Northwest winds 15 to 25. Highs will be in the lower 40s. And then tonight, skies will be partly to mostly cloudy with south winds, and our lows will be in the middle 20s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 39.
Put a beer on your mouth and brag about your secret rendezvous. I will hunt you down. Cause baby, I'll open my business like a Wendy interview.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday, rolling into a happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there. A lot of things going to be going on outside of the sporting world, so hopefully all's going well with you. Let's talk a little Husker recruiting and talk a little Husker basketball and football. Brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Robin Walshett, gracious enough to join us from Husker Online. Good morning, Robin, and happy Valentine's Day.
Well, thanks. It really means a lot coming from you, Doug. It's special.
Well, I wanted to get the candy hearts and send them out, but the stamps are just too expensive. Sorry about that.
I understand. It's the thought that counts.
Well, let's talk a little hoops here. Nebraska gets blown out by Michigan, but outside of that, the last handful of games here, the last month has been pretty good for the Huskers. Is it competition or is it Nebraska?
I think it's, you know, a little bit of both. Obviously, you know, you look at the first half of that Big Ten schedule, it was absolutely brutal. And I think most people thought that they were going to struggle the way they did. But I think the most encouraging thing is the way that they've been able to bounce back and, you know, continue to fight. You know, in previous seasons, you might have seen the season, get away from them at this point. But, right now, you know, they still got, you know, a few big games left on the schedule that they need to take care of business. But the fact that they're even in the conversation right now to, make a NIT or even potentially an NCAA tournament push is, just something that Nebraska fans probably aren't all that used to at this point in the year. So, the players have definitely, picked it up and, responded the right way. You know, that's a credit to them and to the coaching staff for, keeping this thing together when, maybe about a month ago things were looking pretty bleak.
Hey, Jim Langan here. I'm not going to wish you Valentine's. Happy Valentine's Day. But, hey, the NCAA, you're talking about the NCAA tournament. How many games does Nebraska need to win to be on the bubble? I'm talking about the last four in or the last four out. How many games do they need to win?
Well, I think that you look at the remaining games. I don't know. I think they have to win at least, I'd say, six of these next seven, to be realistic. And, you look at the schedule, the Michigan State game on Sunday is going to be pretty extremely difficult to win that one. And so you chalk that up as a more than likely loss. But then you look at the remaining games. I mean, you got Penn State, Purdue, Northwestern at home, and then at Illinois and then at Indiana, which, they've already proven they can play with Indiana. I mean, obviously on the road is a different story. And then you close things out at home against Wisconsin, which I think is a winnable game just because of the home court advantage factor. And so I don't think that outside of that Michigan State game, there's a game that you can completely rule Nebraska out of. I think that they will probably be favored in all the remaining home games, maybe outside of the Wisconsin game. And, if they can go out and steal a game on the road at Illinois and Indiana, hey, they're right in the conversation. So, and I think after that, you're also looking at least one and maybe even two wins in the Big Ten tournament to really put yourself in strong position and make a strong case to get an at-large bid.
Yeah, that's the problem with a team that's not spoken about very often. You have got to make a shocking impact. And, of course, the last 10 games is what you're talking about here. They used to talk about how you're playing over those last 10 games. But if Nebraska plays like Nebraska is playing and is a 500 team and goes 3-4, 4-3 down the stretch, that's good enough to get him in the NIT?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, just because of, you know, they've started to, you know, get some attention, and I think that, you know, as long as they're over 500, you look at their strength of schedule and the quality of teams that they've played and beaten in some cases, I think that their record or resume will be more than good enough to get them in there. And, you know, you consider that, you know, they were debating whether or not they were going to play for the CIT last year. I mean, to be a, you know, probably a higher seed in the NIT in just one season, I think is definitely a big step in the right direction.
Robin Washut of Husker Online joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Devrell Biggs, he's no longer with the team. They seem to have signed that man. That seems to be an opportunity wasted mostly by the young man. But what's the biggest void that he left, or is it actually just a good thing that they're moving on without him?
Well, you know, I think offensively, you can't say that they're better off without him. You know, obviously he had his turnover issues, but at the same time, you know, that going back to the home run hitter analogy, for as many strikeouts that he had extremely positive plays offensively, just especially with his ability to break defenders down off the dribble and get to the basket. You know, there really wasn't a player on the roster that was better at doing that than he was. And so, you know, you lose a lot, but, you know, also at the same time, I think that you've seen the offense click a little bit better, you know, with him kind of out of the mix, just because you're starting to see more facilitators and guys like Benny Parker and, you know, David Rivers seeing more minutes. And so that's kind of helped guys like Petaway and, you know, Siobhan Shields the other night. I think that's kind of, it's all kind of come full circle, and they're really starting to find their identity offensively a lot better than they were, you know, when they had that extra score on the court. You know, I think that there really wasn't enough basketballs to go around at some points in the season, just because you had so many guys with, you know, that score mentality. And so, you know, it's addition by subtraction, so to speak, and it's really reflected in the way that they've been playing over the past few games.
Yeah, the last time we talked, you kind of hit it on the head when you were talking about the transition defense and getting back and getting the stops, as well as, you know, getting some continuity in the offense. And they have been shooting the free throws a little bit better, too, which is a huge key to me, you know, to end some games. And even if you just make one out of two free throws when you're at the line late, you know, you're right, putting some pressure on the other team. One last question on the NCAA, because I'm very interested in this, because you brought Nebraska up. And I think our listeners are going, whoa, you know, hey, do we have a shot, really? How many teams do you think they'll take out of the Big Ten Conference? How many teams are we looking at?
Well, that's funny because, I mean, you know, this is a league that, you know, where they had like seven teams last year, seven or eight. And so the problem is that they've just been cannibalizing each other so much, you know, that there's, you know, teams like Northwestern and Nebraska and Penn State that are knocking off these, you know, supposed, you know, top tier teams in the league. And so I don't know if they're going to get that many just because there's so much parity within the conference, you know, just from top to bottom. You know, going into that game the other night, the Nebraska was a loss away from being in last place or a win away from being in sixth place. So that just shows you the amount of separation that's in the league standings right now. And so depending on how things play out, I would be shocked if there's more than six teams to make it from the Big Ten. You know, obviously, they'll get the benefit of the doubt because they all have extremely good strength of schedules just because of the league. And, you know, you're going to get your usual suspects, you know, the Michigan State, Michigan, Indiana, and so forth. But I think that you won't see, you know, nearly as many teams as there were a year ago just because the league has just beaten itself up so much over the course of the season.
Robin Washut of Husker Online with us for another couple of minutes. Teran Petaway obviously has been the mainstay. There's talk about going to the NBA. He's one of the leading scorers in the conference. How is recruiting going for Nebraska basketball? Do they have a couple of these guys waiting in the wings to keep things going in the next couple of years?
Yeah, you know, obviously I think that the Petaway NBA talk got a little out of hand there. You know, he's obviously having a good statistical season, but there's still several holes in his game that, you know, he needs to clean up. You know, ball security and, you know, his defense, I think are two things that, you know, need to improve significantly before we're talking about him leaving early. So I think he'll be around for a couple more years. But, you know, on the recruiting front, you know, obviously with this the spring signing period coming up for the 2014 class, with a loss of, you know, Deverell Biggs, that opened up another scholarship. And so they have two open scholarships to fill. And, of course, they can oversign by one per Big Ten rules. And then if there's any roster turnover, you know, then they can, you know, fill that as needed. But, you know, some of the guys that, you know, they're really high on right now, one of them's a point guard up at Williston State in North Dakota. His name's Trey Dickerson, and he's had an excellent season, and his recruitment is absolutely blown up. He just picked up an offer from Iowa the other night, and, you know, he said his top three right now are Nebraska, Iowa, and Alabama, Birmingham, which, of course, beat Nebraska earlier this season. He's got some connections there with some of the players and coaches. That's why they're, you know, high on his list. They're working to try and schedule an official visit with him. But the big problem is that Williston State's schedule and Nebraska's schedule just aren't lining up the way that, you know, you would hope. So every time Nebraska has a home game, you know, they're playing the game. So they're trying to work that out. I think that the regular season finale against Wisconsin is probably going to be the target date to try and get him on campus, because he wants to come down for a game, and that just kind of seems to be the most, you know, realistic opportunity to do that. So he's definitely a guy to keep an eye on. You know, they're also looking at some other junior college guys. Dang Dang is from down in Texas at a junior college down there, big, you know, 6'8" forward. He's a guy they've been working on for some time now, and I think that they're, you know, trying to lock up an official visit for him. I think that the Purdue game next week is probably one that they're looking at. I don't think it's finalized yet, but that's the game that they're targeting for that. And then there's a couple other, you know, junior college guys that they're looking at. I don't know, you know, how close they are compared to the other two. And so I wouldn't be surprised at all if you don't see, like, a Division I transfer emerge kind of as the season comes to a close and, you know, that full transfer list starts to add up. They obviously have had success with that in the past with guys like Walter Pitchford and, you know, Terrence Hedaway. So you get a guy that, you know, can come in and be an instant fix while also, you know, not taking up a scholarship for several years to come so they can continue to build, you know, for the 2015 and 16 classes. So it's kind of a lot of unknowns right now, but I would say, you know, Dickerson and Dang Dang are probably two of the top 2014 prospects right now. When all said and done, I wouldn't be surprised at all if they signed three guys. And so that means there will probably be some roster turnover. You know, I don't want to speculate on who that will be, but I expect to see, you know, at least three more players join Jacob Hammond, the Rivals 150 center from Oklahoma, in this 2014 class when all said and done.
Well, baseball starts today for the Huskers, and football is always on the radar. Any news and notes you want to let the fans in on, or are we kind of just quiet waiting for spring football and see how Darren Erstad's kids are going to do?
Yeah, you know, obviously the season opener today, so I know they're out a couple of their key players for various reasons, so it'll be interesting to see how they respond. You know, I think a lot of people are excited about this team just because it seems that the pitching is there. And so it'll be interesting to see kind of if it all comes together again. And, you know, Darren Erstad has been building this for a couple of years now, and I think that they're finally starting to get going and, you know, having the type of team that he wants. So a lot of excitement there. And, you know, football is kind of what it is right now. You know, not a lot going on, just, you know, off-season conditioning, getting ready for spring ball. You know, and so nothing quite newsworthy, just, you know, guys getting after it in the weight room and, you know, ready to hit the ground running here in March.
All right, sounds good, Robin. We appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of February. We'll see you soon.
All right, enjoy your Valentine's Day, guys.
Same to you. Robin Washit on this Valentine's Day from HuskerOnline.com here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Huskers trying to get a win at Michigan State Sunday, 2 o'clock. The game will be on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, and the Big Ten Network, and then a couple of winnable games again back at home. But Nebraska would definitely open eyes if they could get Michigan State while they're a little bit beat up on Sunday. But that's going to be a tough game.
I'll say this. If they win at Michigan State and at Indiana, if they win those two games, and they have to win them both, but if they win both those two games and they take care of just the other things they need to take care of, he is right. I think they'll start looking at him as one of those bubble teams, Doug. Don't you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just can't see them winning six of the last seven.
No, I can't see it. But if they have to win both, I mean, so at least, hey, you know, there was last year at this time, they could have won them all. Not, you know, so,
well, yeah. I mean, they're fun to watch. They're fun to watch. And it's also fun to watch all the action at the Heartland Hoops Classic tomorrow night. The marquee matchup, once again, will feature the Eagles of Omaha Central. And giving us a couple of minutes this morning during his day as the head coach at Omaha Central, Eric Behrens, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. Coach, thanks for a couple minutes. Can't wait to see you guys back out here again.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. We're excited to head back out to Grand Island, and you know we had a lot of fun out there last year, so we're certainly excited about the challenge tomorrow night.
Yeah, winning is fun. Beating Oak Hill on a national stage, I'll bet that was fun. But boy, a lot of things have changed with your ball club. You're not the overwhelming number one team in the state according to rankings right now, and you obviously graduated a lot of kids from last year. How different is your team coming into this year to play a Denver East team than all the hype we had last year?
Well, I mean, we certainly had a senior class last year that was, you know, second to none in terms of talent and you know, recruitability and Division I prospects and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, you know, we're sitting at 17-3 right now. We're having a good year. We certainly got some size and the ability to shoot the ball, and we've got a bunch of seniors, you know, playing for us. So I think we've got some experience. You know, not as much as last year's group had, but I have a really coachable group. I really like these guys. They're playing hard and continue to improve. So I mean, Denver East is really good. I mean, you know, we may be an underdog, but I kind of felt like we were an underdog last year. So we're certainly excited to come out there and see what we can do.
Hey, Eric, this is Jim Langan, and I just want to thank you for coming out to this area and for playing in Grand Island. And it was so enjoyable for the fans in this area to watch Omaha Central play and to cheer for them, you know, because normally when you Omaha Central's a prohibitive favorite and they're playing somebody in the state of Nebraska that's 12-8, you know, a lot of people want to see the game, but if it gets close, they kind of cheer for the underdog. But very seldom do you get to be the underdog, and you really had that arena going. So I really appreciate you coming out here. And talk a little bit about last year and about what that meant to your team to have all those people from Nebraska cheering for you.
Well, you know, along those lines, I mean, that was awesome for us because we do tend to play the role of bad guy on the road because, I mean, no offense to us, but it's just one of those things. We've been good and people like to see, you know, maybe an underdog knock us off. And so typically, we don't get that kind of support. So what we experienced in Grand Island last year, was unbelievable for our kids. I mean, that the arena was packed and that everybody who weren't necessarily Omaha Central fans across the board, you know, with Oak Hill coming in from Virginia, we became the favorites with the Nebraska crowd. And I mean, it was a big benefit to us, I thought. I thought the crowd really got behind us, and we got off to a great start, and the crowd kind of got excited about that. And, you know, it was just a great atmosphere all the way around. So I'm hoping tomorrow night people come out and support it again. They're going to see a really talented Denver East team. I mean, they've got a point guard going to Colorado. They've got a 6'7" wing to sign with Creighton. They're really good. They're Division I guys. They're athletic, and you know, we're going to have our work cut out for us. So any crowd support we can get will be much appreciated.
We're talking with Eric Behrens, head coach at Omaha Central. Treshawn Thurman leads your ball club. Tell the folks about what Omaha Central and your kids are doing this year.
Well, you know, Treshawn's a 6'6" wing, shoots the ball really well, really skilled, has 8 or 9 Division I offers, really good player. And was the one guy that they would have seen last year if they were at the game. He started for us last year as a junior. Everybody else is kind of new. We've got a couple kids that transferred in that are senior guards, and then we've got some size, some bigger kids, a couple other 6'6" kids that just kind of have come up through our program, played freshman ball, JV ball, and now they're varsity starters. But you know, I think we're a well-rounded group, and we've got some size. We've got, you know, our guards all have the ability to knock down open shots. Our big guys are pretty big and physical kids, and they're good athletes. Malik Harris signed with Illinois State for football. And you know, I think we've got the size and athleticism to compete with Denver East. And then it's just a matter of, can we make shots and defend and really rebound? Because these guys are really tough on the offensive glass.
You know, and last year that was one thing you did do, and I think people don't realize that sometimes how important it is to knock down shots. I mean, we talk about it, you got to rebound, you got to defend, but if the ball goes in the hole, it makes up for a lot of other mistakes, and you got off to that great start, and then you had a little bit of a gig in about the third quarter last year where it looked like it was going to get away from him, and all of a sudden kids started knocking down shots again. So I agree with you wholeheartedly about knocking down some shots.
Yeah, you got to make shots. I mean, everything else you do, X's and O's wise and toughness wise and all the things you emphasize as a coach, if you don't score, you just can't win. So we're certainly, we think that we've got guys with the ability to make shots and to get the ball inside and maybe get some points in the paint as well. And the more you can do where you're getting the ball inside and getting some high percentage easy points, sometimes that gets your confidence going. And then, you know, if you can play inside out, then some of those threes and outside looks can, kids feel pretty confident shooting them when we've already scored, put some points on the board in a little bit of more of a high percentage fashion.
Eric, I know you squeezed us into your schedule today, so we won't keep you any longer, but we did want to chat with you a little bit about tomorrow night's game with Denver East. We're looking forward to seeing you guys here in the marquee matchup yet again, so we'll let you get back to your day and see you tomorrow night.
Okay, sounds good. We're excited to be out there, and thanks for having me on today, guys.
You bet, Coach. Eric Behrens on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio, giving us a few minutes of his time on this Friday. That's going to be, I think, a competitive game. They've got four guys that are getting double figures on Omaha Central. I just think they'll probably have to play. I think it'll be a different-looking game than what we saw last year. You had all kinds of All-American prospects on Oak Hill. You're going to have more of a team, I think, with Denver East after we talked with Coach Rudy Carey earlier this week. This isn't somebody that has guys from all over the country. These are all Denver guys. So I think you'll see more of a basketball game like you would see at the state tournament instead of a showcase game.
Yeah, right. You're right. And Omaha Central's is not as loaded as they have been. They really are not as loaded. They're probably the best team in Nebraska that has a chance to beat somebody like a Denver East. I mean, don't get me wrong, Omaha Central could get beat by a Norfolk. There's some other schools in Omaha that are playing real well that could beat Omaha Central on a given day. Last year, that probably wasn't true. I mean, they were really going to have to play well just to stay within 12 points of Omaha Central. But Denver East, just what I've heard about them and what's going on, you know, that they were going, they'll be a heavy favorite in this game.
Well, tomorrow... I'm laughing because I was looking for a piece of paper here, and now I found it right in front of my nose, as I knew it would be. But I've got a lot of piles of paper, so what are you going to do?
I thought you were laughing at me again.
No, I wanted to make sure you knew I was not laughing at you. Your point was right on. 9 a.m. tomorrow, it starts at the Heartland Events Center, and you'll hear him here on ESPN. Overton Sutton, then Freeman High Plains at 10:45, Grand Island and undefeated Elkhorn South at 12:30, Northwest and Bishop Newman at 2:15, Donovan Trumbull and Norfolk Catholic at 4, all here on ESPN. The evening games will be on Classic Hits 98.9, Grand Island Central Catholic Southern Valley at 5:45, Kearney Norfolk at 7:30, and Omaha Central Denver East at 9:15. We've got one more set of tickets to give away, and you're going to need to pick them up today at our Kearney studios. So if you're going to win these, make sure that you can pick them up today in our Kearney studios so that they don't go to waste. If you've not won this week, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We'll give them away to caller number 4. Give us a call right now, and we'll give you the tickets. Back with more after this.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner every month, talk to Cartridge World. With 600 stores, we're home and office printing pros, and we'll help you save hundreds of dollars. Our ink and toner costs about 30% less than the superstores, 30%. Cartridge World, we're home and office printing pros. Give us a call and save every time you print, up to 30%. Find a store near you at cartridgeworld.com. That's cartridgeworld.com.
Wendy's presents Granada and the Ciabatta.
Wow, your bacon cheeseburger looks different.
It's on toasted ciabatta, Renata. See, she got a ciabatta, he got a ciabatta.
Wow, you all got a ciabatta.
Oh, well, except Greg. Now he's persona non grata.
Go beyond ordinary with Wendy's new ciabatta bacon cheeseburger with chopped roasted tomatoes, Asiago cheese, and a rich garlic aioli sauce, all on toasted ciabatta bread.
Mm, I am loving this ciabatta.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly cloudy skies throughout today. Northwest winds 15 to 25. Highs will be in the lower 40s. And then tonight, skies will be partly to mostly cloudy with south winds, and our lows will be in the middle 20s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 39.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The area is going to be hopping this weekend. Of course, big concert out at the Vero Events Center tonight, headlined by the band Perry. They've got all kinds of action going on out there tonight. So if you're going out, enjoy it because it's sold out. It's packed. That's awesome to have that kind of a event in our area. And we congratulate Tyler. He was the winner of our Heartland Hoops Classic tickets. So we've got that going on all day tomorrow in Grand Island. Jimmy, I know 1 week from today you're going to be doing cartwheels because it's opening day at Fauner Park one week from today. Steve Anderson will be joining us. Hopefully, I haven't asked him, but he's pretty good. I mean, he usually says, yeah, he'll come on. So, and he's going to continue to write his weekly column in the Grand Island Independent. A little humorous today. We'll continue to have Steve on. Looking forward to Fauner Park. Hopefully the weather is cooperative with them this year. Part of the column today was on that as well. So that starts next week.
And that's something. I wonder how many head they'll have in some of those races. You know, some of these races, like in these racetracks right now, are getting down to 6 and 7 horses in a race because there's just not as many horses out there. But, you know, with just going 3 days, I hope they have full fields. I love full fields.
Well, there's a better chance to win a little hoo-ha out there, a little cashola, and we'll get into the racing season again next week. But, folks, today's the day, Valentine's Day, and they know it at Troutman's Quality Meat. It's too late to get a reservation at her favorite restaurant. Well, you know, they love it even better when you take care of it yourself. Head to Troutman's and cook her up something special. All kinds of steaks, 30 days. They are flavored. They're aged. They're there for you. Peak flavor and tenderness for 30-plus days. That means you extra work. They love that. Gals, you can cook for the guys. Guys, you can cook for the gals. Whatever it is, if you're doing it for Valentine's Day, you can get it done. New York strips, ribeyes, flat irons, and more. Plus, they've got smoked pork chops. Filets are always a hit as well. How about some of their fresh frozen seafood? 10-count of scallops. You can pick those up. And Valentine's Day wouldn't be complete without a bottle of wine. You can get it all. You're going, what do I do? Troutman's Quality Meats is the place to be. Fish, steaks, whatever she wants, whatever you want, smoked pork chops, the wine, it's all there for you at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, East Highway 30 here in Kearney. So stop by and see Carrie and the gang and get some extra bonus points. I guarantee you, probably no problem works. It's a beautiful day like this. You can pop the grill out and get after it.
whether you're having that early meal, maybe you're grilling up, then you go out to the concert, or you're going to a ball game tonight. I'm sure everybody's going to have some plans one way or the other tonight. Get it done early. Get it done at Troutman's. UNK Baseball, poor Damon Day and his crew. Again, they take them all week just to try to find somewhere to play. And now they're going to go to Wichita, Kansas to play Newman University, a doubleheader on Sunday. And then they'll play a single nine-inning game on Monday. They are scheduled to host Northwest Missouri State to open play this following weekend, which would be next weekend. Hastings College Baseball, they're looking for their first game down at Joplin. As we said, Nebraska baseball starts here in about an hour and a change against Pacific in Arizona. UNK softball season gets underway this weekend. They are down in Arkansas. They're going to get six games down there in Arkansas. Creighton, they went on the road. I guess that's all that matters. It was not pretty last night, but they beat a Butler team who's at the bottom of the Big East Conference, and it took to the last minute to do it. Jimmy and Doug McDermott had to step up, and he's one of the semifinalists for the Naismith Award, so he continues to play pretty well.
Do you get to vote for that? I know you vote for the Heisman Trophy. You don't get to vote for that?
No, that's okay, too.
All right.
It's okay, too. I watch way more college football than I do college basketball.
It'd be hard.
And there's more. I mean, let's face it. There's more college basketball to watch, too.
Oh, yeah. You got to tape it almost. You know, tape every game and then turn back and see what you, who you're going to vote for.
23 and 18 points and rebounds for Ethan Brozic last night. The Loper men win their seventh consecutive basketball game, and they are now off until Emporia State on Wednesday. The women fell, got off to a good start, 17-4 lead, but then turned cold, turned the ball over, and so they were defeated last night. Minden-Kearney Catholic girls, they complete the only undefeated regular seasons in the entire state in girls hoops by doing that last night. We've got a ton of hoops tonight, including Kearney-Lincoln Southwest here on ESPN, and the Central Catholic St. Cecilia boys in Grand Island tonight will be on 1230 KHS.
You know what's kind of interesting about the Minden and Kearney Catholic girls both going undefeated? They played each other, you know, in the game that didn't count, you know, before the season. Isn't that interesting?
The new Jamboree game.
Yeah, the new Jamboree that they do. They'd say, hey, you know, I think we need to play each other. Maybe we can get a little bit better for the season and see what happens. So, yeah, that was interesting.
They're good. They're good. There's some good, good teams, and hopefully they stay healthy and play their best. Problem is with that Kearney Catholic Minden game, they'll play next Thursday, and the loser will get the wild card, and then they have to set out 2 weeks till the state tournament. That is rough. That is rough because, and I don't know any other way. I mean, you would really have to do some heavy tweaking for the girls. It's not as bad for the boys, but you play these sub-districts, and the sub-district finals are Thursday. Then the district final will not be till the 28th. And then you turn around and come down and play the state tournament the following Thursday. It's a long layoff to let the boys get their action in and get the wrestling and the swimming and all that so that they don't overlap each other. But, boy, if you get beat and you grab one of those wild cards, you are setting home for a long, long time.
You know what's really interesting, too, in our area, in Class C2 boys, St. Cecilia, Southern Valley, Donovan Trumbull are all in the same sub-district. And I think right now they're 2-3 and like 6 in the wild card points. I mean, they change very quickly, but they're like 2-3 and 6. Well, they all play in the Hoops Classic, you know, and on Saturday they all, those games can really affect just the seeding of, you know, who's the number one seed, because hey, you know, the number one seed gets to play the winner of 4 and 5. So, you know, in the 2 and 3, then you got to turn around and play 1. So there's a bunch. And then Ravana was beaten by Adams Central, which affects the wild cards in that same class, because I think Ravana now is either 5 or 7. And so, you know, they're all in that area, all in the top 7, just in our area. And it's very possible that all of those teams could go to the state tournament if it plays out correctly. If everything plays out correctly, all 4 teams will be going down to the state tournament. 2 of them have to come from wild cards from that one side. They need Ravana to win.
Yeah.
You know, because if Ravana doesn't win, they might get the wild card, or they may not. One of these other teams could get the thing. You know, so there's a lot of huge games and a lot of hangers here that are 10 and 10 teams. If they win, makes a big difference on how that affects the wild card points for these teams.
Yeah, there's going to be some heck of a matchups early on. There's always at least one of those sub-districts somewhere in the state where you've got rated teams playing each other, unfortunately, before they need to be. District Wrestling, as we said, B, C, and D get underway today. Adams Central and Cozad hosting the B squads in our area. Centennial and Hershey, the C squads, and just about every Class D squad in our area will be at the D3 at Amherst. Except, is this right? Did I just notice this? That can't be right. That can't be right. How they had to move Pleasanton back into the... I got to double check that. I just looked at a sheet here. They've got Pleasanton going to Tri-County. That can't be right, can it? They're like 15 miles from Amherst. That can't be right. Stupid things in the state. No, that can't be right. I'll double check that. Class A tomorrow. Norfolk is hosting Grand Island. Millard South is where Kearney goes. And Hastings hosting the A4. We will take a break and be back to wrap things up in just a moment on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we do that, our Midtown Mark Cooler question. What do you make of the proposed college football rule change that would prohibit snapping the ball until 10 seconds run off the play clock? 69% say bad idea. 31% say good idea. Blah. So today, with the whole Derek Jeter retiring announcement earlier this week, who is the greatest shortstop of all time? Ernie Banks, Derek Jeter, Cal Ripken Jr., Ozzie Smith, or other? And you can send us your choice. Vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics, our Midtown Mart Cooler question. Would you pick one of those, Jimmy, or you got somebody else in mind?
Well, right now I'm going with Cal Ripken Jr. He changed the game around. Those guys can hit home runs. There used to be a lot of shortstops. That was just a defensive position. You know, that they didn't really expect him to hit over about 250, and a lot of single hitters. And Cal Ripken was the first guy that was about 6'5" and played that position a little different. This guy's not too bad himself either, is he?
No.
Okay. Yeah, Jeter, you get four at-bats, with him, and you put it in. Because, these guys that are batting 1, 2, and 3 in the lineup, and they're shortstops. The old way, they used to be your 7, 8 hitters, not your 1, 2, and 3 hitters.
Any other favorite shortstops that you would put in there? I mean, I know who I want to vote for in this.
Not really. You'd have to go back a long ways. I mean, you're going to have to go back to...
The toothpick chewer?
Who's that?
UL Washington.
UL Washington from the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah. Was Bianca Lana shortstop, too, there for a while?
Yeah. He was the one that was in the 85 in the World Series that batted like 350, and I think he was batting about a .148. In fact, I can't remember what it was, but there was Pete Rose had his hit streak, where he had like 4,196 hits or whatever he had. And Pete Rose was having this hit streak where he had like 45. And they were talking about on a David Letterman show. He goes, "Hey, just wanted to let you know, Buddy Bianchialana got a hit last night for the Kansas City Royals. He's now 4,078 hits away from tying Pete Rose." You know what I mean? Yeah. So and then Buddy had that really good World Series. So David Letterman brought him on, and Buddy got to pick a teammate. He picked George Brett. I wonder how long it took him to pick him out. So they were on the David Letterman show the next year.
That's awesome stuff. The second winningest coach in Nebraska volleyball is retiring. We'll tell you about that after this.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Maybe you shave with 7 microblades. Maybe you use an antique barber's razor, or you got a thing for your girlfriend's pink shower razor. Regardless, it's not just about the blade. The shaving gel really matters. Nivea Men Sensitive Shaving Gel is formulated with Skin Guard technology to provide a close and comfortable shave. Choose Nivea Men Sensitive Shaving Gel. The shaving gel really matters. And for a perfect finish, use Nivea Men Sensitive Post-Shave Balm. Nivea Men. It starts with you.
You know the secret to riding down a mountain at 80 miles an hour?
Well, you got me.
It's holding onto your luge.
Okay, my turn. You know the secret to booking a room for a successful business trip?
It's
instant hold. The mobile feature from La Quinta Inns and Suites that lets you hold a room instantly on your smartphone with just your phone number.
Hey, wait a minute. I didn't get to...
Sorry, but time is money, and saving time is the beauty of Instant Hold. Another way La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Instant Hold your next stay at LQ.com.
It's another busy weekend of high school sports on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here on ESPN Radio tonight, Kearney High is at Lincoln Southwest, tipping at 5:45. And Saturday, five games from the Heartland Hoops Classic beginning at 9 a.m. The final three games will be on Classic Hits 98.9 starting at 5:45. Tonight on Classic Hits, Loomis is at Pleasanton. And Saturday afternoon, it's the D3 District Wrestling Final. And tonight on 1230 KHAS, Hastings St. Cecilia at Grand Island Central Catholic, tipping off at 7:30.
Jeff must like Valentine's
Day. Who sings that song? Who is that?
Yeah, that's Whitney.
Are they called octaves, aren't they? When you can change your voice if you call it an octave?
Yeah.
She's got a couple more than I got, I guarantee you.
It's either call it an octave or a kick in the nuts, one of the two. I don't know. It's one of those. Yeah, I thought about it, and I said, yeah, I can say that. It's one of those two, Jimmy, ain't it? You know? I mean, it's just one of those unfortunate things.
My mom would be so proud. I'm not the one that said that.
Well, no, at Christmas time, you always have some walnuts or
cashews. Yeah, I understand. I understand what you're talking about. Yeah, I understand exactly what you're talking about. My mind was in the gutter.
Maybe I'll get suspended for a week.
I hope not, because who's going to do the advertisements?
I could use the time
off. I've been sitting here for a year and a half and still wouldn't be able to do the advertisements.
Yeah, but you can talk about Big Daly's Deli because you love their sandwiches.
I just got a number.
It's pretty easy on a day like this, kind of feeling springish, maybe summerish. Why don't you give me a number? What's your number this week?
Well, was Derek Jeter, did he wear number two? Is there any possibility that Derek Jeter was number two for the Yankees? What number was he?
I think that's correct.
Derek Jeter's number two. So let's go with our early number.
The single numbers are kind of just like your ham, roast beef, turkey.
I know it's
number
be
two
boring.
Is turkey. No, it's turkey.
Oh, yeah.
It's all turkey. You don't bring in any of the other stuff. It's just all turkey.
Hey, you know.
Then you put on your favorite toppings.
When I go to Chinese restaurants, I always try to get a really low number because I might be able to eat that because it won't be so hot. You know what I mean?
Is that the key?
Yeah. You get number 78. It's got, hey. More water.
You don't have to.
My eyes are sweating, man.
You don't have to worry about that at Big Daly's Deli because you make it the way you want it. Or they make it exactly like you say, hot or warm. Get all the cheese that you want on there, all the different toppings, the sauces, the... whatever you want. Maybe you get a big old combo meal with it at Big Daly's Deli. They'll throw in the chips, the drink. Maybe you can get a little cup of soup this time of the year. That always goes well. Two locations in Hastings downtown and across from Duncan Field and top of the hill in Kearney, 3905 North 2nd Avenue. John Peterson announcing yesterday that he is going to step down as the volleyball coach. He doesn't need a retirement tour like the Yankees do. He is stepping down after 37 years with Columbus SCOTUS, 863 wins, 136 losses, 15 state championships, 7 state runners-up, the second winningest coach in history behind Grand Island Central Catholic Sharon Zavala. But as the Crusader fans know, when it came to state tournament time, SCOTUS won more of those head-to-head battles than they lost, and he has won numerous Coach of the Year. He was the National High School Coach of the Year in volleyball back in 2011. Their team went 26-5 this season. Minden beat them in the state tournament semifinals. So a class act. And again, one of those people that because they won so much, sometimes people just didn't appreciate SCOTUS because they won all the time. But, man, when you saw that he didn't have his best teams and they still made it to state and they still beat teams and they still pushed some of the best teams to 4-5 sets, he is one of the best of all time. So the sport will miss him.
Yeah, there is no doubt, Doug, that what he did for volleyball in the state of Nebraska and in Class C and B, because SCOTUS used to be Class B, in the Class C and B ranks and what he did, absolutely amazing, a class act. You know, he coached girls basketball at SCOTUS for numerous years, too, and all of his players, you know, they did things the correct way there.
Yeah, but then he had trouble because then he had to go coach volleyball on the weekends because, you know, volleyball overlaps with basketball. So he was busy almost every day of the week. Congratulations to the coach. Indiana is where the Tri-City Storm are tonight and tomorrow, then Chicago on Sunday afternoon. We'll see how they come back from that trip. Hear the games on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, 705 the next couple of nights. And, Jimmy, I think that brings us to the end of this week's shows. Anything else to add?
Nope. I'll see you Monday, I guess. I'll see you Saturday. I'll see you Saturday at the
Heartland Hoops Classic.
Yep.
Good. I hope.
Are you?
If I survive.
Are you doing wrestling today anywhere?
Got basketball tonight. Got wrestling tomorrow, plus the Heartland Hoops Classic. Got the wrestling rally Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock on Classic Hits, where we talk to the area qualifiers and their coaches. It's the big preview. Nobody else does anything like it. It's our big preview before state, and then we'll have all the Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island area coaches, as many at least as we can, that are available to join us on Sunday. So should be a good time. Are you blowing the whistle tonight?
Yes, I am. I'm blowing it in Lexington tonight, and I'm going to go in Grand Island on tomorrow. So, yep.
All right. Bring your. Now, again, remember, folks, if you want Jimmy to sign autographs, you should have a pen so that he can just sign it while he's running off the court, just like all the big-time athletes. So if you see Jimmy, get his autograph. I haven't even got your autograph yet. We got to get some headshots.
I'll get you an autograph here today, Doug. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
We want to thank Robin Walsh of Husker Online and Eric Behrens, head basketball coach at Omaha Central. Enjoy your weekend. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. We will see you for President's Day. That's right. We work on Monday. See you then.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.